徐汇区2017年初三英语期末试卷一。
Part 1. 1. Listening Comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Monkey King is one of the children's favorite cartoon characters.
Monkey King.Is one of the children's favorite cartoon characters.
2. Chef Jeff has made a big pizza for little Tom's birthday party.
Chef Jeff has made a big pizza for little Tom's birthday party.
3. Look, Fang Ming is introducing the book he likes in the reading club.
Look,Farming is introducing the book he likes in the reading club.
4. I was born in a small, peaceful village at the foot of big mountains.
I was born in a small, peaceful village at the foot of big mountains.
5. Sharks are known as one of the dangerous animals living in the sea.
Sharks are known as one of the dangerous animals living in the sea.
6. How happily the children were playing outside in the snow.
How happily the children were playing outside in the snow.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Mom, I made a new friend in our building today.
Is that Mike, the lovely boy on the third floor?
No, he lives on the eighth floor. His name's Leo.
Question. On which floor does Leo live? 请再听一遍。
Mom, I made a new friend in our building today.
Is that Mike, the lovely boy on the third floor?
No, he lives on the eighth floor. His name's Leo.
Question. On which floor does Leo live? Eight. A ticket for the next train to Hangzhou, please.
73 yen. The next train leaves at 3 o'clock.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place?请再听一遍。A ticket for the next train to Hangzhou, please.
73 yen. The next train leaves at 3 o'clock.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place? 9. Dan, it's raining outside. I'm afraid we can't go to Grandma's home by bike. Shall I call a taxi?
It would be really hard to get us a taxi on rainy days. Let's take the bus.
Question. How will they go to their grandma's home? 请再听一遍。Dan, it's raining outside. I'm afraid we can't go to grandma's home by bike. Shall I call a taxi?
It would be really hard to get us a taxi on rainy days. Let's take the bus.
Question. How will they go to their grandma's home?10. John, come and meet us in Jenny's house. We are going to have a barbecue there.
All right. I'll see you there in a minute, right after I finish cleaning my room. I'll get you some cold drinks.
Okay. See you then. Don't keep us waiting too long.
Question. What is the man doing now?
请再听一遍。John, come and meet us in Jenny's house.We are going to have a barbecue there.
All right. I'll see you there in a minute, right after I finish cleaning my room. I'll get you some cold drinks.
Okay. See you then. Don't keep us waiting too long.
Question. What is the man doing now? 11. Madam, will it be fine to deliver your order of milk this Thursday?
I am not at home this Thursday or Friday. You'd better get my order delivered on Saturday.
Question. When will the woman probably get her order of milk?
请再听一遍。
Madam, will it be fine to deliver your order of milk this Thursday?
I am not at home this Thursday or Friday. You'd better get my order delivered on Saturday.
Question. When will the woman probably get her order of milk? Come and have a look at these raincoats for dogs. How about this green one, or this cute blue one for our Tintin?
I suggested buying that orange one. It's easy for me to find him in the dark.
Question. What raincoat would they probably buy for their dog?
请再听一遍。
Come and have a look at these raincoats for dogs. How about this green one, or this cute blue one for our Tintin?
I suggested buying that orange one. It's easy for me to find him in the dark.
Question. What raincoat would they probably buy for their dog?
13. Hey, look at you. Are you on a diet or using some kind of magic? You look perfect in shape.
I purchased a 3-month yoga course and work myself out 1 hour a day in the gym. See, I am not Tim, the fat man now.
Question. How can the man successfully lose weight? 请再听一遍。Hey, look at you. Are you on a diet or using some kind of magic? You look perfect in shape.
I purchased a 3-month yoga course and work myself out.1 hour a day in the gym. See, I am not Tim, the fat man now.
Question. How can the man successfully lose weight?
14. How did your parents feel about your performance last night? You are a born actress.
They couldn't believe it was me at first. They enjoyed every minute of the play,and were so proud of me.
Question. Why were the woman's parents so proud of her?
请再听一遍。
How did your parents feel about your performance last night? You are a born actress.
They couldn't believe it was me at first. They enjoyed every minute of the play and were so proud of me.
Question. Why were the woman's parents so proud of her?C. Listen to the letter and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 A 表示，不符合的用 B 表示。
Dear Daisy, I'm so glad that the day is over. I was so worried that my first day at my new school would be terrible, but it went well.I was very nervous because my primary school only had 300 pupils, but in the secondary school, there are about 1,300. What a difference! I didn't know anyone here. So now I have to try to make some new friends. My class teacher is called Mrs. Black. She is quite young and friendly. I met a boy who also didn't know anyone. He moved here from Hong Kong over the summer.He seemed really nice, so we sat together when we got to the classroom. Everyone in the school has a different timetable. Half of the school learns Spanish as a second language, and the other half learns French. I'm in the Spanish group, which sounds like fun. After lunch, we started lessons. I had math, which was difficult, and then history. We learned about ancient Greece this year.I have to do some homework tonight to find out how the ancient Greek people lived. So I'm going to do an internet search and look it up in the library. So far, so good. I'm quite looking forward to tomorrow. I'll write to you soon. Yours, Jason.
请再听一遍。
Dear Daisy, I'm so glad that the day is over. I was so worried that my first day at my new school would be terrible.But it went well. I was very nervous because my primary school only had 300 pupils, But in the secondary school, there are about 1,300. What a difference. I didn't know anyone here. So now I have to try to make some new friends. My class teacher is called Mrs. Black. She is quite young and friendly. I met a boy who also didn't know anyone. He moved here from Hong Kong over the summer. He seemed really nice, so we sat together when we got to the classroom. Everyone in the school has a different timetable. Half of the school learns Spanish as a second language, and the other half learns French. I'm in the Spanish group, which sounds like fun. After lunch, we started lessons. I had math, which was difficult, and then history. We learned about ancient Greece this year. I have to do some homework tonight to find out how the ancient Greek people lived. So I'm going to do an internet search and look it up in the library. So far, so good. I'm quite looking forward to tomorrow. I'll write to you soon. Yours, Jason. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格现填一词。Ronald Dale was a British short story writer and poet. He was born on September the 13th, 1916, in South Wales. When Dale was young, one of his hobbies was reading. Young Dale first attended school in England, but he didn't enjoy school because many teachers were very strict. When Dale was 13, his family moved house, and he was sent to Repton Public School. Sadly, the teachers there were even worse than those at his old school. However, there was one good thing about the school. Every few months, a chocolate company, Cadbury's, sent boxes of chocolate to Repton for the students to test. This happy memory gave Dale the idea for his most famous novel, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. In 1939, when the Second World War started, Dale joined the Royal Air Force and learned to fly warplanes. Unluckily, on his first flight, the warplane ran out of fuel and crashed in the desert. He almost died in the burning plane. Dale started writing in the 1940s. In 1945, he moved to America. He lived happily during the last years of his life, and he wrote his best books during the period. 请再听一遍。Ronald Dale was a British short story writer and poet. He was born on September the 13th, 1916, in South Wales. When Dale was young, one of his hobbies was reading. Young Dale first attended school in England, but he didn't enjoy school because many teachers were very strict. When Dale was 13, his family moved house, and he was sent to Repton Public School. Sadly, the teachers there were even worse than those at his old school. However, there was one good thing about the school. Every few months, a chocolate company, Cadbury's, sent boxes of chocolate to Repton for the students to test. This happy memory gave Dale the idea for his most famous novel, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. In 1939, when the Second World War started, Dale joined the Royal Air Force and learned to fly warplanes. Unluckily, on his first flight, the warplane ran out of fuel and crashed in the desert. He almost died in the burning plane. Dale started writing in the 1940s. In 1945, he moved to America. He lived happily during the last years of his life, and he wrote his best books during the period.